boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know, for some people, they need to be told they're pretty to feel good, right?
Sure.
No problem, right? I just need to be told my coffee looks like something that came from a coffee shop, like Starbucks or Dunkin'. And you said that to me today. I walked in and I was like, girl, I have ideas for our show, as I always do every day. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait a minute, where's that coffee from?
What? Because you're talking to a Bev girly, okay? Mm-hmm. I love trying new drinks. I like trying all the different spots. I know all the cups, and I did not recognize your iced coffee cup. So I was like, where'd you get that? That looks good.
What's the new coffee shop in town?
Why didn't you offer any to me?
New coffee shop in town is Destiny's Coffee. I've been making coffee at home. We got an espresso machine, so I better start using it, right? But I went on the side of TikTok where not using like syrups, you know, like those fancy syrups or whatever that you can get like a TJ Maxx or like, you know, Ross or even like Home Goods or whatever. And they were like trying to do non-syrup ones. So it kind of is syrup. I'm using like almond extract or vanilla or vanilla bean paste or whatever it is. So I'm using those kinds of things. But I made one. It was like maple pancakes today.
A pancake in your coffee?
Yeah, no, you want to hear what it's in it?
Sure.
It had brown sugar, vanilla bean paste. Hear me out, okay? Syrup that goes on your pancakes.
Yeah.
And then butter extract.
Ew.
No, it's so good. It's so good.
I love, by the way, that you're like, I'm trying to get away from the syrups because it's not as healthy. But then you go ahead and put butter extract in your coffee. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And then I bought like little sippy cups, you know, the kind that you would get at like Starbucks that got the cool little lip on them, you know, at Walmart. So I look really fancy and I'm going to reuse them as much as I can, you know, save the environment.
I think you need to get stickers. That's your next step. You need to name your home coffee.
Yes.
Thing like, I don't know,
your destiny for your, you know, like people always say, like, what's your destiny? Like, I need something like that with coffee. I don't know what it is.
Caffeine is your destiny.
Oh my God, make it for me. You're
okay.
The Canva girl here.
You're right. And then we'll work on getting you stickers so there's no further confusion.
And I'm not opening shop because already making one coffee was too much for me. I spilled butter extract everywhere. My house smells like butter.
No more customers are allowed. Sometimes all it takes is the perfect distraction at the gym for me to be like, whoa, that actually flew by.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I think I found my new favorite thing, fail videos.
Like America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes, except I think, is it Fail Army? I don't know. It's like a whole channel on TV. And at my gym, obviously, they have some TVs in there. And last night, I was like, I just want to walk on an incline for like a long time and have that be the majority of my workout. So I hopped on the treadmill under the TV and they're playing Fail Army, which is just all of these different fail videos of people like falling on their face or things hitting them or slipping on ice. And oh my God, I have never felt better about myself.
My biggest fear is I'd be snorting and laughing too loud and wouldn't know, you know, because I have my AirPods in.
Uh-huh.
Were you doing that?
No, I was like, my boyfriend Curly was next to me and we were kind of like smirking at each other. There was like, you know, when those videos, when people do the drive through zoos and like the ostriches
come in.
I was like nudging him on the arm and I'm like, everybody probably thinks that we're such dweebs, but I wanted him to look at it.
You got to take a TikTok video
of me reacting to the fail videos.
Yeah, be acting like an ostrich.
Oh, I could probably make that happen.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've been seeing some people on TikTok trying to set up their friends, like romantically.
I was, it's funny you say that. I saw last night there was a therapist who says she wishes she could hook up her two like clients together, but that's like a HIPAA violation. She can't say nothing. And I was reading all the comments and people were like, dude, if my therapist hooked me up with someone, they know me the best. I would love it.
True enough.
Well, I'm now like, me too.
People are posting like cute videos and facts about their almost like a little mini dating profile and being like, hey, here's my friend.
You should date her.
You should date her.
Where was this when I was single? Why didn't you do this for me?
I knew you were going to say that, but my For You page got a little too local, okay? I have an Iowan.
Who? Do I know him? Can I guess?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably not. He didn't look familiar to me. Maybe he's local. I'm not sure. He's definitely from Iowa. The TikTok user who posted this is Lauren.Hewitt3. She's friends with this guy. Posted a video and...
How local? We talking Cedar Rapids?
I don't know. She doesn't say. She because okay. Here's what she put in the caption. She said, "All right, Midwest ladies. This is my friend Eric, age 28. He cooks. He cleans. He's got a great sense of humor and the kindest soul."
Hold up. I dated an Eric and that's my... close to my age, so this is getting strangely...
Who's interested is what she said. Well, gee
now
whiz,
you make me want to look at the picture.
I gotta go for my likes. So it's
is it Eric with a K?
No.
Oh, then I don't think so. I didn't date an Eric with a C.
Well, so. And you know what? She was smart and she's a good friend because the videos that she used of him are him on a boat, which obviously immediately the girls are drooling.
No, I didn't date him, but okay. He is hot.
Thank God.
Because you know what? I would tell you whether or not you
should date
him.
Can you imagine? I would scream right now if you dated this man.
I would be like, okay, ladies, he's not a good option. Or you know what? I don't know.
You put him on blast like that?
I would.
Oh, that's not fair at all.
If that was the Eric I dated, yes.
Is he the one that cheated at the grocery store?
No, that's an Andrew. Let me put him on blast.
We don't have time for this.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We both are an iPhone girly, but I think we can admit that they're redonkulously priced.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're like, what, over a thousand? They got to be right at 1,000 or just a little above 1,000, especially the new ones. What are they at right now? iPhone like 16?
I have no idea because I never get a new phone until I'm like up for a new one and it's cheaper.
I usually like to do the payment plan where you pay like $20 a month for like, I don't know, 3 years.
17 years.
Yeah. Which I think I might have to do because I need a new iPhone and I need you, Taylor, to talk me out of it, okay?
Okay. Did you break yours?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yes. I dropped it here at work. I feel like I could be able to sue the company,
in
right?
In the toilet?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
My sister did that one time.
I have too.
It was back in the day when the flip phones happened.
Mm-hmm.
In a public toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's not
disgusting.
Good.
No, right by our break room table, I was putting my lunch away for, you know, later and stuff like that. And my phone was right at the edge of the break room table. And I had kind of opened up my lunch bag and it knocked it over.
Mm-hmm.
Fell flat onto our floor is concrete.
Oh, my God. Did you shatter the back?
Look at that.
I did that same exact thing with my old phone.
Is your phone stupid too now?
No. Did I get a new one? I think mine's okay now.
I have never shattered a phone like this, Taylor.
I did the exact same thing here. I broke it here. It fell out of my pocket. I think
we should be able to sue.
It's something about the flooring up there in the break room because it's hard tile.
Did you do it also in the break room?
Yeah, as I walked to the building, same flooring, and it fell on its back, and I shattered the glass back of my phone. I kept it for a long time until my camera stopped working.
Don't tell me that. I haven't tried the camera yet.
Oh,
there is. They got real close. There's two little, like, you know, chips that are like right there, mm-hmm. but they're not on it, but they're about to be on the camera. So I was really worried about that.
Yeah, that is probably a worry. I would say your immediate sign, once you slide your phone in your back pocket and you get a shard of glass stuck in your butt.
Well, I have a case, but I did, when I took it off the case, I almost like nipped
sliced
myself.
Your hand?
Yes.
I mean, you
talk me out of it. I don't need a new iPhone.
Wait till the glass goes in your butt. That's a sign.
Did you think you were going to say that today on the radio?
No. My spidey senses have been heightened.
Boo-doo-doo-doo. I don't That's the best sound I have for spidey senses.
And I think you might be getting proposed to this weekend.
Why do you think? I'm the one who overthinks every detail. Well, Why are you?
I don't know because I normally am not someone that's like, ooh, that must mean something.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to that stuff. Like, I don't look at people's hands for rings. I don't. It just is not something that's at the front of my mind normally. But please share with the class what you said. This is what made my spidey senses go off. What your plans are this week, right? This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. On Sunday, my boyfriend, neighbor man, I said, are we going to go to the pool this weekend? Because we missed it last weekend. Instead, we just blacked out at Menards, right?
Right.
And I was like, are we going to go to the pool? And he goes, no, I was thinking we could go rock hunting. And I was like, okay, is there water nearby? And he goes, yeah, it'll be cold though. But we're going to go rock hunting. He likes to collect rocks.
Right. As soon as you said that, my brain goes ding, 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 ding. What do you call a ring? A rock. Hello? And for him to say no to your idea, I'm just like, okay, he clearly has something planned out. Is it going to be you're looking for rocks and he's going to be like, oh, let me go look over here. And then he's going to plant, because it's not a secret, right? He has the ring.
Yeah, he has
you
the
know
ring.
That.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, oh, I'm going to go check over here. Hang on. And then he's going to go plant the ring and be like, whoa, look at this one over here. And then he's going to let you find the ring.
I don't know. He won't tell me where we're going. So I will give you the benefit of the doubt because I said, okay, where are we going? He goes, I won't tell you. So that's the only suspicious sign so far that I have gotten from him. But my nails aren't looking good. He hasn't said anything about getting my nails done. I mean, my nails are done, but they have grown out a little bit.
Well, I think he knows that you...
That would be a good sign right there. That's
a good sign.
If he tells me to dress nice for rock hunting...
No, I'm telling you that you need...
Oh, I just need to dress
You need to... I mean, like...
Go
at
in
least,
a ball gown.
Well, you could.
If anyone sees me at a location... I don't know. Yeah, a crick. And I'm in a ball gown, and I'm wearing a tiara, and my hair looks great.
And you're crouching down, picking up your ring out of a creek. Mind your business.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I hate to say it, because you know that I am a summer girly. Excuse you.
That was a hiccup.
Anyway.
To interrupt your program.
I am a summer girly through and through. This is the time of year that I love, but it's kind of giving fall out there.
I know. I was about to crack open some pumpkin spice.
That, I'm like, I need a
Halloween
flannel.
Hocus pocus.
Oh my God. I want to put a skeleton
Let's
outside.
Let's get some soup in the crock pot.
I'm saying.
What are you? I am my happiest, most excited during the fall season. The rest, I'm a grumpy little Gus. What are you?
I would say beginning of summer, normally for me. You. I'm happiest in a bikini in the privacy of my own home.
Of course.
sweating, like taking
Seriously?
In the vitamin D.
Ew.
Okay, thanks. This is just insult Taylor hour.
Interrupt what you're saying with a hiccup and just insult you.
I'm going to send you outside so you can go be happier and nicer since it feels like fall.
Oh my God, it would just go lay out on the ground.
Go ahead.
Okay, the show's going to be brought to you by Taylor.
You've been asked to leave. I'm escorting you out.
We want to know, what do you want in the will that's not money? You can call us and tell us about it. 319-200-1029. This could be for a family member, a friend, whoever. You're like, they've got something I really want.
Yeah.
Screw the money.
I want that.
Mm-hmm. I bring this up because you know how, like, my parents were here. They come, like, once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were back, I told you I was really sad because they were going to clean out their storage unit. They've had a storage unit of, like, stuff that they were going to hold here until they got, a house in Texas. Okay?
Right.
And when they were cleaning it out, I was seeing a lot of things from my childhood. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot our Christmas tree looked like that. Or I forgot we had that nightstand. That's so cool.
Mm.
There was something that really just like stood out to me that I was like, oh my God, I need this. I want this. And I turned to my stepmom and I said, just so you know, when you guys create a will or if you already have a will, screw the money. Let my sisters have it. I want that cooler. It's a cooler.
Like a beverage cooler?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like one you would take to the ballpark with your friends and
yeah.
family. Okay, so I had to ask my dad about it because I really don't... It has been in our family for so long, I don't really remember much about it. But it's red. It says A&W on it.
Oh.
And has a white top. Here's why I love it so much. One, it's from my childhood. But two, the top of it is like really like hard and thick that you could sit on it. How stinking cool is that? You could sit on your cooler. It's like a freaking chair. I love it. He said, he remembered it was like back in the day, they would, he would get his Dr. Pepper's his favorite.
Uh-huh.
beverage, and they had something inside the box that said like collect 12 and you can get a prize or whatever. And he collected 12 and he turned them in, and it was supposed to be a cooler, but then for Dr. Pepper, but they must have ran out of Dr. Pepper, so he got A&W.
Okay.
And yeah, it's faded. It probably isn't in the best condition, but I want that. My sisters can have all the other money. I don't care.
And you only want it because you can sit on it.
I can sit on it, and it reminds me of my childhood. It's a freaking cooler. It's got wheels, too.
Okay. I'm not judging.
We want to know, what do you want in the will that's not money? And it might be stupid. It might be ridiculous. But to you, it means the absolute world.
You can still call us and tell us what that is for you at 319-200-1029. Susan, what about you?
A caricature that my high school art teacher did of my dad before my dad passed away when he was still teaching at the school.
Totally understand that, because caricatures are like one of one.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have a couple of me and my siblings. I have no idea where they are, though.
Your mom's probably got them.
Probably somewhere.
Better ask where it in the will.
I'll add that to my list. Okay, so the thing that me and my siblings fight over, like, I mean, we have had brawls over this.
Seriously?
Oh, yes. Is a probably 30-year-old crew neck sweatshirt of my father's.
What is so cool about the...
My dad is such a dad, and he likes to wear things.
Period. My dad is such a dad.
Yeah, my dad is... The dad. Also, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, dad. he wears...
Way to fit that one in.
Yeah, you're welcome. He wears things that purposely irritate my mom sometimes.
Oh, no. I think I know where this is going.
And that's sometimes like really old clothes that she's like, where did you pull that from? How do you still have that? So he has this crew neck sweatshirt, and it's a Cubs sweatshirt that is not even Cubs colored. That's what is so confusing. It's red and green. It's not red and blue.
Were they red and green at one point?
No.
Oh.
No.
What happened?
He got it at a game with my mom, I think before I was alive. I'm not even kidding. And has kept it ever since. And for some reason, we all think it's like cool and vintage and like, I don't know, there's like probably grass stains on it, and it's probably like 28 plus years old.
Okay, hold up. I got to understand this a little bit more. So it's, why is it green? Nobody knows.
Well, okay, so it's like the midsection of it is white. Well, okay. Faded white now because it's old. And then the sleeves are like green and red. And then the Cubs logo on it is way vintage. It's like not the current logo, I don't think. And it's green and red instead of blue and red.
But you don't think they were
green?
I
don't know why. No, they're not green.
What, were they at some point?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
Because my mom, that's what my mom was always confused about. She's like, it's the weirdest sweatshirt because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so I mean, I can't ask your siblings why they want it, but I can ask you. Is it because it's vintage? Look, it is vintage.
Yeah. Or, yeah, it is.
Or is it because you remember your dad wearing it? Why do you want it?
Both. And I want it because my siblings want it. You know what I mean? When you're like, oh, my sister wants it.
I have to have it.
That makes me want it a little bit more.
I thought maybe you were like, well, I know it's worth millions and I'm going to retire.
Oh, no, it is worth like a penny and a slap to the face.
There is something you want so bad that you're like, hey, can you put that in the will to Taylor? You're going to get this when I pass.
Oh, what do I want of yours?
What do you? Do you want any of my Post Malone stuff?
No.
Okay. Is there anything you want of mine?
Mm.
You're going to say no. That's going to hurt me.
I'll take your dog.
Zaw?
Your weenie dog, yeah.
Okay, deal. I would trust you to take care of
him. You need to live a good life.
I need you to spoil him, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, good, because I don't think Neverman will spoil him enough. He loves he loves Luna too much. That's the problem.
Got it.
And so I know that you would love him.
Okay, yeah, you can put me down in the will, I suppose.
We want to know, what do you want in the will that's not money? Maybe it's a dog.
Maybe. Who knows? You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Allie, what is it for you?
So my mom has this really cool old natural opal, and it's like the prettiest thing I've ever seen. It was given to her from my grandma and my great grandma. Like, it's literally traveled continents. Like, it's just this beautiful, simple yellow gold ring. And I'm like, I don't need anything other than that ring. But like, that's all I want.
That is really cool. Do you have anyone to fight with for that? Like, do you have any siblings or anything that you're like, I'm going to have to, you know, throw some hands?
So, I have three siblings, but the thing is, I worked at a jewelry store for like 2.5 years. So I'm like, I appreciate it more than anybody.
There you go.
Yes. So if anybody tries to fight me for it, I will go feral on them.
As you should. We'll be outside watching with police on standby. Don't worry.
Do it. It'll be fun.
How you been doing? How's your arms?
They're okay.
Which is a strange question.
I still can't quite fully straighten them, but they feel less swollen. I have been so self-conscious because me and my boyfriend Curly worked out with his cousin over the weekend, and he's like a personal trainer. We did arms, and I seriously was hurt. Like, not just sore. I've been sore in my life. I was hurt.
Uh-huh.
To the point where I couldn't straighten my arms. I still can't fully. And my biceps were like swollen. So I've been very self-conscious that I look like very beefy.
And you're like, if I don't look like Simone Biles and her nice arms, I'm going to fire this person.
I'm saying after that one single workout, I better be jacked.
I know, that's how I feel every time I'm sore. I'm like, if I don't look like.
Yeah, I'd so like to have a full body transformation after 1 hour.
All right, so you were saying that since then, your boyfriend's been trying to push you a little too hard at the gym.
Yeah, he wants to work out together and he wants to be like, oh yeah, you could start with 90 pounds. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I can't even do 9.
No, I can't lift up 4.
Well, I went to the gym this morning and it was me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I was doing leg day. He's doing arm day. He's on the other side of the gym and he kind of wanders over to me on the like hamstring one. It's the one, I think it's hamstring. It's like where you close in, kind of doing butterflies with your legs. And he comes over and he goes, do more. Keep going. And I'm like, okay, well, it's burning in my butt. All right. I can feel it. And he goes, well, burning doesn't mean you've gotten to quit. You need to go till you're quitting. And I'm like, okay, I can feel the muscle and it feels like it's going to burst out of my skin. I think it's time to stop. Just because I'm not physically, like my legs aren't like plopping dead. Yeah. It doesn't mean I should keep going.
Are you fighting like this in the gym?
Heck yeah.
Is anybody there? This should be televised.
There's an older lady there. She's just minding her own business on the bike.
I would watch that on TV.
Like, us fighting?
Yeah, like court TV, but like couples in the gym fighting TV. I feel I have a business opportunity.
For you or for me?
For me.
Oh, well, dang it. Okay, go on.
Well, I need someone to tell me if this is a good idea or not. I want to start a dog walking business.
My only concern is I'm sure there are other people already doing dog walking.
Yeah, and I know there's like apps that you can get people to walk your dogs and stuff. Here's why I'm thinking this, though, is I live in like a newer development.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you recently that a lot of the units across the street from me are finished and people are just moving in like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And as that's been happening, obviously I'm getting more neighbors and a lot more dogs in the neighborhood. Like so many people have been walking dogs recently and I can tell that they're new. And I'm like, this feels like a career opportunity for me. Do I put a sign out in my yard like, hey, let me walk your dog? Cause I'm not up as early as other people cause we work later than a lot of people, that I could walk people's dogs in the morning and make me a quick buck or two.
Do you think the people who live in that area are like filthy rich? Not because I'm saying you're going to get a lot of money. They're probably only going to pay you $20.
I mean, I saw a dog sticking his head out of a sunroof today in a car. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you'd be willing to pay somebody to walk that dog.
Usually like, you know, people with good amount of money.
Yeah.
Will pay anyone to do stuff they don't want to do.
Yeah.
So if you think you have wealthy people near you, then I think you've got a business.
What do I put on my sign to get them to contact
me? You got me and I don't got money, I'm going to do it myself.
Well, yeah, that's not helping.
I think you should be honest. Got money? I got no
money. Got money, I got legs. I'll walk.
I think you should be just super blunt. Got money? I got legs.
Honestly, maybe I'll give it a try.
And you know what? Somebody will pick it just because it's funny. And because they're willing.
I'm saying, hire me at least because I'm funny, kind of.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There is some piping hot tea on the internet right now. And funny enough, it's about something that you were just talking about in the last couple days, which is a kiss cam. And yeah. I know you said you would love to be on a kiss cam. But that is the root of a scandal right now. Of all places, it's happening at a Coldplay concert. Okay? Which you would imagine is a pretty calming experience. But apparently it's something they're doing on this tour, and they were in Boston.
Wait, didn't the Jonas... I went to a Jonas Brothers concert, and they did kind of the same thing. Well, Joe had like a little camera, a handheld camera, and he would put it on people.
And they were supposed to kiss?
And they were supposed to kiss. And I forget, is it in Love Bug or something like
that?
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah. It was very cute.
Okay.
I was like, don't put it on me and my sister.
It looks
we're
like
we're not going to kiss each other.
Well, yeah, that would be weird.
Well, I guess we could kiss each other on the cheek. She is my sister.
They're doing something, I don't know if it's to a certain song, but there's a clip going around. They were in Boston, and they're panning around to thousands of different fans, and they land on this guy who has his arms around a woman, like hugging her from behind, basically. And they're having a sweet moment. And as soon as they notice themselves on the big screen, they immediately turn beet red and are like embarrassed. Get off of each other like, ooh, ah, that's, ooh, like, no, don't show us. And Chris Martin says, oh, they're either having an affair or they're just really shy. And everybody's laughing like, oh my gosh, what a funny moment. Now the internet has gotten a hold of this. Okay. And they know that that man right there is Andy Byron.
Who's Andy Byron?
He is a CEO of a $1 billion company called Astronomer. And guess what? Andy Byron is married.
So wait, they weren't joking when they said he looks like he's.
It was supposed to be a joke, but he was having an affair, not with just anybody. His chief people officer for the company that he's the CEO of. He was hugging.
Have we heard from the wife?
The wife. The wife removed Byron, her married last name, from her social media accounts.
Good for you, queen.
And she has since deactivated it in the last couple of hours.
What about, was the girl married at all? Have we heard from whoever she's married to?
I don't think she is. She's only been with the company for 9 months, and her LinkedIn says she's someone who wins trust with employees of all levels.
Yeah, you do. You do win trust.
From CEOs to managers to assistants. So.
You know all the employees are making fun of that today. Like, oh yeah, you do win trust with from CEOs too.
She is the chief.
Sorry. I didn't laugh at this, but when you do bad, you get made fun of.
Well, I mean, at a Coldplay concert?
I mean, if you were gonna cheat anywhere, let's think better places.
Have some respect.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't want to say that our friendship comes at a price, but I'm about to start charging Destiny for her phone calls. All right. You are calling me from down the hall at work. Here's the thing. If you didn't know, me and Destiny don't sit next to each other, because honestly we would probably kill each other if we had to spend all day next
or
to each other.
We would talk too much and not get anything done.
Yeah, so
we choose not to sit.
We
next
spend
to
the first couple of hours of the day doing our own things, our other duties as assigned, and that doesn't mean that we don't have questions and stuff for each other, or like, hey, I need this, do you know where this is at? But Destiny doesn't like to walk.
No,
she phones.
I'm in the zone, auto zone.
Yeah. And maybe,
and then when I get up, I'm going to get distracted. There's people talking crap by the copier machine, and now
right.
I want to hear the tea. Or,
right.
you know, oh, there's cookie, insomnia cookies, thanks to a listener, on the break room table. I'm stuck there now for 3 minutes.
So she calls me. And today, for some reason, it was, you were just in my office. You were asking me something. Then you left, and about 5 minutes, if that, you called me, asked me a question, hang up, and then you called me again. 2 seconds later, and I said, hello, I'm going to start charging collect if you keep calling this phone number. Where do we draw the line?
Would you rather me call you, or would you rather me come walk my happy little butt over there, and then I'll get to probably keep thinking of more things, or we're going to get distracted with each other, and then I'll be over there for 20 minutes?
I think I'd rather you bring me a gift.
Every time.
Bring me a piece of candy. It can be small. It can be a single Starburst.
Oh my God. Sam's Club doesn't even have a big enough bag of candy for that. The amount of times I come over to
Maybe you should look to Google before you come walking up to me then first.
Let's get quizzical.
time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
It is National Hot Dog Day.
Hot diggity dog.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you're like, who knows that? We are not the only people who celebrate National Hot Dog Day. No, no, no.
No, we got a bestie on the text line who said, I'm so glad you brought up Hot Dog Day. I'm wearing my hot dog socks for the occasion.
I need some.
A plus for being prepared.
Have you been seeing everybody's been doing hot dog nails?
Huh?
No.
No.
Girl. People have been doing...
Like acrylic?
They've been going to the nail salon and asking them to paint their fingernails like hot dogs.
Buns on the nails?
Yes. It looks good. Do yourself a favor and do it.
Okay. I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, in honor of National Hot Dog Day, here's tonight's trivia question. What cartoon character first words on TV was hot dogs?
That's insane.
I know, right?
Oh, you can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
You know how much TV I had to watch for this?
I don't even want to know.
The question tonight, what cartoon character's first words on TV was hot dogs?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Happy National Hot Dog Day, which happens, by the way, the third Wednesday in July.
I did not know this was
mark
a regular
your calendars
thing.
For 2026 National Hot Dog Day.
Well, I'm like, I would love a hot dog over a bonfire tonight. That sounds amazing.
Isn't it? Is it sticky still out there? It was hot this morning.
I guess I could pop one in the microwave and call it a
day. Ew, that is the worst way to have a hot dog.
You know what's the worst? Boiled. That's disgusting.
Okay, yeah. No, microwave. Then it splits open. That's disgusting.
Ew, and then boiled, you have hot dog water? We'll fight later. Get to the question.
The question tonight, what cartoon character's first words on TV was hot dogs?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, Lisa said Betty Boop.
Did she talk?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't ever watch her.
She had like a really... I don't know how to do the voice, but I feel like she had a very specific, like, high-pitched
really
little voice. I don't know enough about her to be like, yeah, that sounds like something Betty Boop would say. I have no idea.
I don't know anything about I know what she looks like. I didn't even know she spoke.
Body's tea. I know that.
Right?
Yeah.
5581 said Goofy. Goofy is a dog? What is Goofy?
Is he a dog?
Now you got me thinking.
Goofy? What, isn't Goofy the one that sings the hot dog song that you keep playing?
Okay, but can he, if Goofy's a dog, then can, yes, he is. You can't have a hot dog as a dog, can you? Isn't that bad for dogs? I'm sorry, I'm being too, I'm looking way too much into
it. Like, are we talking cannibalism or what? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just meant, like, can a real dog in real life have a hot dog? No, it's probably bad for them, right? So why would we give Goofy a hot dog? And have Goofy say hot dog.
He sings a whole song about hot dogs.
He's the one who sings it?
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I thought we knew more around here.
I thought it was Mickey who sang the hot dog song. Who sings the hot dog song?
I think it's Goofy.
Oh, my God.
I'll find out. 2930 said SpongeBob.
Okay, SpongeBob is a sponge. How is he eating a hot dog?
They're not eating it. That's just their first words.
And he cares more about Krabby Patties than he does.
That's true.
You know?
That is true. They don't sell hot dogs that I know of at the Krusty Krab. The Krab Rangoon. I'm hungry. I just decided.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of National Hot Dog Day. What cartoon character's first words on TV was hot dogs? You can text in your guest.
Yeah, can you stall? I'm trying to figure out who sings this song.
Can you? You can, and we'd like you to. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029 for National Hot Dog Day.
Well, I just...
What are you looking at?
Hot dog. Hot diggity dog.
Who sings the song?
I can't figure it out, so...
You made me stall for nothing!
We'll be back after
You know
these.
Who does sing this song? It's Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. At least we know that.
I'll have more answers in like 5 minutes.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Did you end up finding out who sang the hot dog song?
Yes, it was on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which I knew. But those voices are not any of the characters. They Might Be Giants is apparently the group's name. Because everybody on the text line is yelling at me saying it's Mickey Mouse. Well, yes, kind of. It was on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. But there's apparently a band, I guess. They Might Be Giants.
Are they still around? Can we go see the Giants?
Don't ask me any more questions because I don't know.
Okay. It is National Hot Dog Day, which happens on the third Wednesday in July. And the question tonight in honor of National Hot Dog Day, what cartoon character's first words on TV was hot dog? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Funny, bring up Mickey Mouse because Mickey Mouse's first words on TV was hot dogs. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory. So he uttered those words in a cartoon, hot dogs, in Carnival Kid, which was back in 1929. The cartoon was basically a silent one up until this point.
Yeah, it's like those
black and white.
The black and white, like like all the weird little music.
Were you in it?
I might have been.
That's
all they had was music. They didn't talk. They just had the little like.
You were really good. I think you did the sound effects for them. I really do.
Yes,
that was your before life.
The ghost of the 1929 Mickey Mouse took over me.
If you wanted to know what Mickey Mouse sounded like back in 1929 in the Carnival Kids when he did say hot dogs, here's what it sounded like.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Hear the hot dogs. I just hear hot, hot.
I'm sorry. I just hear the little tune in the background. That sounds exactly like what I just sang, which was.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.